from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa that also includes stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. As we hear here, he was greeted at the airport with well-wishers singing and dancing and holding signs welcoming him to the country. His schedule in Nairobi Wednesday includes meetings with President Uhuru Kenyatta and a group of diplomats at the State House. On Thursday, he is to hold an interfaith meeting at the Vatican's diplomatic mission in the Kenyan capital. Later in the day, he will conduct mass at the University of Nairobi. Correspondent Jill Craig is in the Kenyan capital and says security for the Pope's visit is high.
The reports that we got from the Kenyan police chief was 10,000 additional police had been brought in for this event. And you can notice that you see it as well around. I mean, normally at a traffic roundabout, you'd have probably four policemen, sort of directing traffic. And now you've got double that, plus more police along the route. And then also many of the streets are closed down entirely based on wherever the Pope is going. So I would say that that the Kenyan security forces say that they've got things under control.
During the Pope's trip, the pontiff is expected to highlight the effects of climate change, having previously said the underprivileged are disproportionately affected by changes in weather patterns. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the deal between the Tuareg and Tibu tribes in the town of Ubari, and it also calls for the return of displaced people. VOA News. Tunisian President Beji Caidi Sebi has urged his citizen to respect a curfew and other precautions that have been implemented following Tuesday's bus explosion that killed at least 12 people in the capital of Tunis. Eusebi said in an emergency national security meeting Wednesday that the only thing that should be on the minds of Tunisians is that the country is in danger. He said all of the current precautions are a part of the broader fight against terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence could spin out of control. He made the statement after a diplomatic trip to the region where he met with leaders from both sides. Kerry said Wednesday after flying to Boston that the U.S. has been encouraging Israel and the Palestinians to take steps to reduce tensions and demonstrate a true commitment to the two-state solution. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane looks like a planned provocation, but that Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. He canceled a planned trip to Turkey Wednesday, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister, and the two agreed to meet in the coming days. This is the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. He's speaking to lawmakers. He says Turkey has no intention of straining of ties with its friend and neighbor Russia. Meanwhile, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country was simply defending itself when Turkish fighter jets shot down a Russian jet and that he does not want any escalation with Russia. This year will be the hottest on record, and 2016 could be hotter due to the El Niño weather pattern, according to the World Meteorological Organization Wednesday, warning that inaction on climate change could see temperatures rise by 6 degrees Celsius or more. However, decisions taken at a summit of world leaders in Paris starting on Monday could keep global temperature rises within 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial times, a target set down in 2010 to try to prevent dangerous climate change. This is Omar Badur, a climate expert at the World Meteorological Organization.
If we look at the previous year, 2014, which was last year the warmest on record, it was not an El Niño year. And this year is not actually the full El Niño year. It's still starting and it will pick up next year. So what we can expect roughly is that next year will be warmer than this year because of the effect of El Niño.
Again, you could read more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.